Are you ready to learn how to apply your products? As you know, my one-on-one sessions are geared towards your customized skin recipe. It's kind of like the cake recipe. What to do at home, what to do in the clinic with ongoing support based on your skin needs, values, budget, lifestyle, and much more. My skin camp programs are really fun because this is where I teach my expert level tutorials, including how to apply your products, how to do facial gua sha lymphatic drainage alongside your skincare routine, makeup, hair care, at-home peels, as well as pre-post recovery tips, and my highly coveted dermal rolling demo with advanced protocols. Register now for Fall Skin Camp over at theschoolofradiance.com. We begin very soon. Don't miss out. Attend the lessons live or catch the replay at your convenience. Head on over to theschoolofradiance.com and enjoy today's episode. Welcome to the Rachel Varga Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Varga, double board certified aesthetic nurse specialist since 2011 with over 20,000 rejuvenation procedures performed. I'm an international clinical trainer for other physicians and nurses as well, celebrity skin expert, having been featured on some of the world's top proactive aging podcasts and much, much more. Learn more at rachelvarga.ca and enjoy today's episode. Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to today's episode right here on the Rachel Varga Podcast. Who's excited to learn about clean hair care and hair oil? I know I am. And I have someone very exciting joining us here today. We have Emily Horgan joining us from Forest and Shore. And Emily, just give me a thumbs up that you can hear me okay, that this live stream's going awesome. Great. So here's what we're going to talk about. In today's show, we are discussing clean hair care tips, and what you need to know about oil-based skincare and hair care products. You probably avoid things like vegetable oil and canola oil in your food choices. But are you also avoiding them in your personal hair care and skincare products? Now, this is something that I love to help my clients and patients avoid. This is why people work with me. I teach people how to use clean products, but also that are going to give performance. Because for me, on camera, speaking on stages and whatnot, I need my hair care to be clean. I need it to give my hair the nourishment that I need and for it to also perform well. So Emily Horgan makes one of my favorite hair oils, and we're going to be talking about her product in the show here. And Emily's actually a client of mine. We've been working together for a couple of years, and then she says, "Hey, Rachel, I actually make some hair oil products. I want to send you one to try." And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, this is amazing." And now I sell it on my e-store. And it's actually, I've been selling it for a couple of years, and it's one of my favorite hair oil products to offer my customers. All right, so let me tell you a little bit about today's guest. We have Emily Horgan, founder and owner of Forest and Shore, a hairstylist who was forced to quit due to allergic reactions to the harsh chemicals involved in the industry. Frustrated with the lack of results from other natural hair conditioning products on the market, Emily dove into creating her own versatile hair oils to suit all hair types and heal all hair concerns. That's quite a statement, but what we do here on the show is not medical advice, it's educational information only. So if you think you have a medical condition, you must seek the guidance of a licensed physician. However, I will give Emily a very pointed testimonial here that her hair oil has significantly helped my hair. Emily's mission is to improve and simplify everyone's hair care routine with powerful, effective natural ingredients, which nourish and feed your scalp and hair for exactly what it needs to thrive. So we're going to be talking about hair stimulating tips, hair loss, how to avoid that, and some other wonderful things in today's show. Well, why don't we welcome Emily Horgan from Forest and Shore. How are you today?
Hi, Ankit. Thank you. How are you?
Good. It's great to see you. And you're living your best life in Portugal right now. I love it.
I'm in Portugal right now. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Of course. It's so nice to reconnect with you. And after we record, I'll answer any skincare questions you have as well, which is great.
Yes, of course. Your skincare tips are the best. I can vouch for that. I think I've been ordering your products for like a couple of years now. I still use your products and everything that you recommend. So yep. It's amazing.
I ship to you wherever you are in the world, whether you're home based.
You actually do. I think you've shipped to Bali, to the UK. I'm not sure. I think I got family to bring out your products that you last shipped to the UK for me, but
it's great. And I always love reconnecting with my clients and yourself, Emily, and seeing where you are in the world, living your best life, because Emily and I are both entrepreneurs. And what's really cool about the way that we live is that we can live and work from anywhere and create this balance in our life. And you are the perfect spokesperson for your company because you're beautiful. Your hair is just gorgeous and healthy looking.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about your product. What's the story behind your Forest and Shoreline and this fantastic oil here? Check out. I care about packaging, everybody. So minimal packaging, glass bottle, very expensive for me to ship this, but it's worth it. And this is my favorite product of yours that I've been using consistently for like 3 years. So tell us about the story of Forest and Shore.
Yes. So after I had to finish being a hairstylist, it turned out I was allergic to everything. I had heaps of allergy tests done, and it was just kind of, I realized I wasn't going to be able to continue down the hairdressing path because there are so many chemicals that are involved in the industry. And then I wanted to do my own thing as well. And when I started to switch to natural products, I realized a lot of them made my hair feel like straw, and they didn't make my hair feel soft and look shiny. And it's because there's none of those synthetic ingredients like silicones that sit on top of your hair and make your hair look shiny and feel good, but they actually aren't offering your hair any of those nutrients that your hair needs to stay hydrated and be soft and everything like that. It's a bit of a cover up. So that's when I launched my first product, which is the one that you've got, which is the Hallelujah Hair Oil. And this was, this one is aimed at dry damaged hair because that's what I had from hairdressing, over bleaching my hair, using bad chemicals, everything like that. And it was a product that I needed myself. And I knew that other people would need it too. And that I wanted to have a product as well that people can use and know that it's fixing the problem. And that's why every ingredient in this blend does something different. Each ingredient offers your hair something different that's going to repair, hydrate, it's going to create softness. Some of the oils, the molecules are slightly bigger, so they sit on the top of your hair shaft. And and then they give you that shine and their protection too. So some of the oils go into your hair, some of them sit on the outside. So that's why having a blend of oils is so powerful, because you get different things from different ingredients. Yeah, you can see all of the ingredients there. So it's 100% natural. There's nothing else. You can understand the ingredients list, whereas a lot of products you pick up, you look at, you're like, I don't know what that is. And then I had a lot of people saying that they were suffering with hair loss, and was there anything they can do to help with that? So that's when I then launched into Thrive Hair Growth Oil, which does share some ingredients from the Hallelujah, because a lot of the ingredients are just great in both blends. But in the Thrive Hair Oil, it has a lot of hair stimulating ingredients, things that will really strengthen the hair follicle, which is where your hair grows from. And that's where people need to be like looking after it and to ensure that everything is healthy and it can thrive, hence the name Thrive. So that's the two products that I've got at the moment, which is one's aimed at damaged dry hair and the other one is aimed at hair growth. But I wanted both products to be super versatile, so you can use them in multiple ways. Like everyone uses them in a different way, or they like use them in their shampoo to like add extra hydration, and they create like slick back looks to make their hair smooth. So I wanted a product that meant you didn't have to have 100 different hair products on your bathroom shelf, because it's just not necessary. And they're all full of things that I don't think are great for your hair. So yeah, that's where Forest and Shore started.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, and I do love working with products that are from the UK, because usually there's higher standards for ingredients.
Yes.
Yeah, very important. And also one other thing is I do sell the Hallelujah Hair Oil on my e-store at rachelvarga.ca. I actually have the link in this episode as well for you to pick it up, and I can ship it directly from you, or you can get it directly from Forest and Shore as well using promo code Rachel. So it's forestandshore.co.uk.
Yeah, we actually have quite a lot of orders from Canada, but like, I don't know that they're going to be ordering it, but I'm like, they should order it straight from you because it would get to them quicker. They wouldn't have to deal with any of the like customs or anything. So we have quite a lot of people from Canada that order it and repeat order it as well. Yeah.
They're probably from me. So
yeah, probably.
Most of the listeners are from the US. It goes US, Canada, Ireland, UK, and then the rest of the world. That's listeners on the show, customers as well. So whatever's more convenient for all of you tuning in here. I would love to jump into, let's just start how we use this product, how I use this product. How can we incorporate hair oil into our hair routine? I actually now look at my hair care routine just as particularly as I do my skincare routine. And what I mean by this is every AM and PM, I'm doing something to my hair, whether it's putting some of the oils on my scalp, throughout my hair. I use this as even a styling product, which is incredible for super thick, coarse, blonde hair.
Yes.
But I also have clients that love it for their fine hair. You just use a little bit. I find it works well as a heat protectant and a styling product. So I put a little bit of oil in the morning just to kind of freshen it up. It doesn't have any gross smells. It's actually very nice, light, and fresh smelling. And then in the evening in my skin camp programs, I teach this really cool overnight wrap that I do so that I wake up with literally Victoria's Secret curls. I wake up like that. It's incredible. And I always use the hair oil to nourish the hair while I sleep, wrap it. And I find it really helps with the hold. So I use hair oil AM and PM. Doesn't make my hair greasy. You have a top-notch formulation. How do you like to use your hair oils in your routine?
My hair is quite, I've got quite a lot of hair, but it's quite fine. And one thing that I get a lot of people saying is my hair's too fine. I don't use hair oils. It weighs down my hair. When actually it's probably because they're not using it in the right way. Or they're using too much of it or something like that. So I always recommend that if your hair is finer, that start using it as a mask overnight or leave it in for a couple of hours and then wash it out. Because that way you're giving time for all those beneficial ingredients to really absorb into your hair. And then you can wash it out and you don't have the oil in your hair. Another thing as well is applying it properly. And I use it after I've washed my hair. So I don't use any conditioner anymore at all. I just use my hair oils. So I've cut out that product. After I've shampooed my hair, I apply literally 2 to 3 drops that you really don't need like a whole pipette. And then I apply it just to my mid-lengths and ends. And that way you're avoiding your scalp, which, you know, your scalp produces its own oils anyway, which are fantastic for your hair. It produces those anyway. So you don't want to like load up too much in the day, especially. And I apply it with just my fingertips. So rather than grabbing all of the hair, you just want to use your fingertips with it. That way you're distributing it evenly with your hair and you're not like loading up in one place. And then I brush through it, make sure it's all covered. And then sometimes I let it dry naturally. Sometimes I dry it with the Dyson Airwrap. I really love it because it's not it's not super hot. So it's way better for your hair. And then if my hair gets a bit fluffy in between washes, I also apply a couple of drops just to smooth it. But you can really use it in so many different ways. And I know that people like you that have really thick, coarse hair, you can use way more of it and your hair just like sucks it up. And it's still great for you to use it as a hair mask, but also if your hair's finer, use it as a hair mask and then wash it out. So there's so many ways you can incorporate it into your routine. It's a really versatile product.
Yeah, it's lovely. I also love it for my hands and my nails right before bed. So yes, what you said before, I'll put a little bit, just with the little pipette here, put probably about that much in my palms. And then I just kind of go like this. And then I get a little bit on my fingertips and then I kind of massage my scalp a little bit. So just doing kind of like a little bit of scalp massage, make sure things get hydrated. was just in the desert at like 6,100 feet doing like a 5 to 7 day fast. And I actually didn't even need to wash my hair that whole time. It's just, I find that this really helps with balancing oil production on the scalp too.
Yes, it so definitely does.
I use that little, the fingertip thing, and then I put the rest through my hair. Mm-hmm. And then I always go like this. So I'm always putting the leftover products on my hands whenever I'm doing my AM and PM skincare routine, and then into the cuticles. And I actually wouldn't be surprised if this is what's helped my nails also grow like weeds. I've had the longest nails ever, but I cut them off so I can do this BioWell test to assess my biofield and plague targets.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, your hair and nails are made up of the same stuff. So for sure, it's going to benefit your nails as well. But yeah, it's so interesting hearing how everyone else uses them, because people who do have like thicker curly hair, they really massage it right into the scalp and it just gets soaked up. It hydrates their curls especially and makes lovely ringlets and takes away the frizz. So depending on your hair type, doesn't matter. You can use it. You just have to play around with it and find what works best for you.
What also is really cool with your product is today I just did like a really rough blow dry. Like I round brushed just the top part here. But when your hair is healthier, you don't have to do as much in hair salon stuff. Same thing goes with the skin and skin rejuvenation. I used to have to get smoothing treatments and I was like, this is killing my hair. It's also terrible for my health. And I used to always have to blow dry, round brush, and then like smooth out with like a flat iron. And now it's just a rough dry with like a little bit of round
brush. Mine was the same. I used to always have to like straighten it or something to make it look like shiny and smooth. But that's the beauty of the products, is that they fix your hair. So they're not just covering up. They are actually feeding your scalp and your ends exactly what they need. And they're helping smooth those cuticles down. So I actually went away and I forgot my hair oil and I was so annoyed. And I was like, oh no, but because I've been using it consistently for so long, like my hair is now healthy. So I don't, if I forget it or I don't use it, it's not the end of the world. Whereas you'd notice if you forgot your conditioner, for example, and you didn't use it, you'd notice your hair instantly felt bad because you're so used to feeling that really soft, smooth like sensation after you've rinsed out your conditioner, because every strand is basically coated in plastic. Whereas I've over time hydrated, healed, repaired all of that damage I did from hairdressing. And now my hair is at a place where it just stays healthy all the time. So I don't need to constantly tend to it to make it like feel good, because it is naturally like I've given it everything that it needs to thrive.
I love that. Yeah, I actually go to a health conscious hair salon. I'm actually going there this evening and they have some great products. But I was so excited to meet with you when you booked your one-on-one session with me a couple of years ago. And because I was always having clients asking me, Rachel, what do you use for your hair care? What do you use for your grooming products? What do you use like to wash your hands and your body and stuff like that? So I've been so happy to actually start with offering hair care products with your product a number of years ago. And now it's just the Rachel Varga e-store is like everything you need in one stop shop.
It's massive.
You've always seen it evolve.
Yeah. And I always get like, I get samples sometimes from you. And every time I'm like, this is amazing. I need to get this one next time. Like, I think I just got one of the new serums that I had in, I think I had a sample of it and it like made my skin amazing. And so, yeah, I got hooked. I'm hooked on that one now.
Was that the active serum or the super serum?
I think it was the one that kind of like makes your face feel like super fresh. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That one's great for acne. So you can get the active serum on my e-store.
Yes, which it, I am anti-prone.
Anti-aging and helps with the acne too. Me too. So different climates. We'll bring that out. So when you're in more humid climates, the active serum just might as well give you some laser coaching here for free, Emily. The active serum is great if you're in humidity and you're finding you're breaking out, maybe with that like time cycle. Use your scrub. So cleanse, do a double cleanse in the evening. Use your scrub. Maybe use those complexion pads and then follow up with your active serum, then your eye cream, then your moisturizer, then your sunscreen. It sounds like a lot at first.
But it is a lot.
But then you get really quick at it.
Yeah, I know. And I'm like a sucker for skincare too. I'm like one of those people that just like has a ridiculous amount. And half of them I don't even, I think I just like try them and then I'm like, whether I like it or not, but, and then, yeah, they are kind of
like, it's expensive.
Yeah, I know. But don't like, I think I had a load of stuff that you said before. You're like, oh, that is a really good product. You were like, but I wouldn't recommend it for you. But then you were like, use it on another part of your body. So then I started like using it on other areas of my body, which I would have never thought to do. It was only because you said that. And I was like, that's such a good tip. So then it doesn't go to waste.
Well, the other thing with our skin, especially with women age 50, 60, 70, 80, they're really concerned about the inner arm. And actually, in my skin camp that I just recorded last Saturday, I actually did a dermal rolling demo to the inside of the arms. And then my skin's looking extra glassy. I think it's coming through on camera because I've done 2 nights of the Dermalac overnight body peel. So my skin is like
super woo-wee. Soft. Yeah, nice.
Like this like delicious goddess silkiness. It's insane. With some scratches from my hiking in Sedona.
I'll keep it real. So this, yeah, that's good.
100%. All right. So let's talk about sort of like the shadow side, the underbelly of the hair care world, and in particular, oils, because rancid oils and products, that's why I'm not a huge fan of like a lot of indie products, is because they're using toxic rancid oils and it's cheaper. And then I have clients ringing me up and say, oh, I have sensitive skin. And then I hear their hair care routine. Oh, they're using a lot of facial oils, which are probably rancid. So when it comes to hair care, what would you say that people overlook?
I would definitely say that people are really focused on the feeling of their ends, and that's where they put a lot of their attention, but they're not focusing on their scalp health, which is a, like, they need the good foundation of having healthy hair follicles and all those nutrients that they need to really like grow. And if they don't have that, the blood supply stops, nothing's being delivered to them, and eventually your hair follicle will fall out, so it can cause hair loss and things like that. But also it can lead to hair that doesn't have good keratin, which is the proteins that your hair's made up of, which can make it all dry and that feeling of it being brittle. So I think spending time on massaging your scalp, using hair masks on your scalp, that is where like your hair health is really gonna like get boosted. And also with what you eat as well, there's a lot of things that can help healthy hair growth and get those. You can put vitamins on externally with hair oils, which we need to do now because there's so many environmental factors like chemicals, poor water quality, like going in swimming pools, even going in the sea, which is really salty, that affects like your hair. So hair oils are great for that, and it kind of tops up and feeds the nutrients from the outside, but also being able to like eat good foods and so your blood supply can deliver those vitamins internally, because I think a lot of stuff happens from within. So yeah, I definitely think scalp health is the main thing that people overlook.
Yes, absolutely. So when you connected with me a couple of years ago for a one-on-one skin rejuvenation consultation at rachelvarga.ca, use promo code podcast15 to save on your next session with me. You are already a biohacker.
I try.
Which is amazing. Yeah.
I'm not on the same level you are. I feel like you're like a biohacking queen. I'm like, I do everything that I can.
Well, I mean, that's just it. You start where you are and whatever is working with your budget, your lifestyle. Well, what are some of the things that maybe you've already kind of figured out clean hair care as a hairstylist, but I'm just curious about your personal journey for slowing aging and biohacking. What are some of your favorite biohacks?
Some of my favorite biohacks. I love a red light, which is the background to your podcast right now. Yeah, I love it. And we've got one of the really big ones, and I love sitting in front of that and meditating and everything like that. That's probably my favorite. I also love doing ice baths, which is another reason I can't wait to get back to Bali, because there's an amazing place there that we can have ice baths. They're probably my favorite too. And yeah, meditation. I love meditating and making sure that I'm as least stressed as possible, because it really helps. And that all of those things really affect like your skin health, your hair health, everything like that. So being able to slow down the aging process, keeping calm and like not getting overstressed and things like that is going to help you in the long run, even with things like graying hair, hair fall, everything like that. Like it all plays a part in like how healthy you are from the inside, I think anyway.
Oh, absolutely. One of the questions I really wanted to ask you was, how can we reduce hair loss? And I think that it's not just from using a product, but don't be fooled. I definitely sell some of the best hair stimulating products on the market. They're like $14 shampoos and conditioners formulations from the 1970s that use all these cool barks and things like that. And I will share, when we're talking about hair loss, I do want to jump back to biohacking for hair stimulation and all that. But hair loss is huge. So I experienced a little bit of loss to my edges right when, you know, the world was going to ish, lockdown was happening, Canada is like, what's going on, right? What's going on? And feeling like really unstable, unsure, there's a lot of unknowns. And I really did not like the vibe up here. It was pretty awful, to be totally honest with you.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So it stressed me out a little, just a little bit. And so I started to notice some hair loss. And then actually, a couple of the things that really moved the needle for stimulating hair back was doing a parasite cleanse. So that's the Purium cleanse that you can find on my e-store. Do that a couple times a year. Just like keep the yeast, fungi, toxins, and organisms and parasites under control. Don't be too good of a host, because it'll pull your nutrients, and hair loss and all sorts of things can be signs of interference.
Physiologically,
but also, you know, sometimes even spiritually and energetically as well. They kind of like pull on your life force. But then using hair stimulating products with certain actives is really great. Using your hair oil was something that I think really saved my hair as well. But what you mentioned about meditation and spirituality, I think is really important, because stress just wreaks havoc on the rest of the body.
Yeah, it really does. And that's one of the, I think that that's one of the major hair problems for people who are experiencing hair loss, especially women, because men, I mean, there's also can be to do with stress as well, but men often have hair fall more than women do. And that's because of, it's actually because of DHT, which is, it's like testosterone, but it's been converted into DHT. And what that does is it can like attack your hair follicles, and then it basically stops the blood supply, kills it, and then it can't like be rejuvenated, it's dead, so you can't grow it again. So that's what happens mostly in men, and stress can spur that on and increase it. But in women, it's like stress is the main like catalyst that can then do it. So anything that makes your body unbalanced, or anything where your body is like lacking, so it could even be like zinc or copper or something like that, that's going to really affect your hair health. That can cause hair loss. So you really have to look at it holistically and see what the problem is. It's not always like, oh, I'm going to apply this and it's going to make my hair grow back. It's like, no, you have to look at what is going on and what other things could be playing a part, and then you can use other things to support it and to like help grow it again. As long as the follicle's not dead, it can grow back.
Yes, absolutely. And I do want to jump back to biohacking in just a second, but my tips, I mean, firsthand experience, and also see what my clients are just ordering like heap loads of, they're literally, I find, gifting hair stimulating products to their family members, and they're ordering the hair stimulating, hair growth stimulating shampoo, conditioner once a week, scalp spray serum, hair thinning formula, the root cleanse, the scalp exfoliant. They're like buying heaps of this stuff and giving it away because they're super clean and they work. And also the hair oil, of course, too. But yeah, you do, I think, want to be always using, even if you're not experiencing hair loss, a hair stimulating product. So when I wash my hair, it's quite an ordeal. I start with a root cleanse, and then I do a non-yellowing shampoo. And then I do like a high performance shampoo. And then yes, I do a hair mask, and I do my hair mask. And then I also put my Revival mask on as well, on my face, neck, chest, arms, after I've done my scrub. Like, I'm telling you, it's quite an ordeal. So I do the mask, and then I rinse that out, and then I do conditioner. And then after that, I put scalp elixir on or the Hallelujah hair oil. I actually put that on over top and then throughout the hair. And I just sleep in this overnight and then just blow dry it in the morning. So sometimes I'll blow dry my hair right away, but I do like to kind of let it air dry a little bit. So yeah. I'm not putting too much heat on. What's your recommendation for that? We're sleeping with wet hair. Cause I've heard it's not the best. So I don't do it a lot.
Yeah. It's not really, it's not the best because your hair's most vulnerable when it's wet. So sleeping on it, pulling it, anything like that, it's just going to like kind of amplify any breakage. But I'd say there's worse things that you can do for your, to your hair, like using really bad hair bands and getting them tangled up. And I see people put like scrunch their hair up and put them in buns. Then they like yank it out. And I'm like, no, like I know how much it's like ripping their hair and it's not good. So I would always recommend using a scrunchie or a clip because they're way more gentle on your hair. So, but I sleeping in wet hair, I don't like the feeling of it. So I don't do it.
I was so cold last night. I don't love it. I don't do it often. Sometimes I'll wash it in the morning and then let it air dry. And then after like an hour or two, then
yeah,
I'll blow
that's
dry
another
it.
Thing as well. It's like, is it worse to sleep with your hair wet or is it worse to use the heat on your hair? I would probably say it's worse to use the heat on your hair than it is sleeping with damp hair because yeah, heat is not good for your hair.
The other thing that I'll do is I'll wash my hair like kind of in the evening, let it dry, maybe do some work, hang out with hubby, do some stuff. And then I'll go and blow dry it. And then I'll do the overnight heatless hair curls.
Yes.
And then I wake up with like the best hair ever. So say I have an event the following morning, I'll do that routine. I'll blow dry it, heatless hair curl, and then just wake up like ready to
rock. Do you find the heatless hair curls comfortable to sleep in?
Totally. I just look like...
Really?
Weirdo. Yeah.
I need to try it. I need to try it. My sister was like, it works, but it's so uncomfortable to sleep in.
No, not at all. Not okay. at all.
Maybe so you've got like a special technique of how
I do.
Okay.
I do. However, because I look so strange, like there is no way that that is going online publicly. Like I only teach that in my skin camp programs and I do seasonal skin camps starting and ending on each of the seasonal equinoxes. Learn more at rachelvarga.ca. Fall skin camp's happening now. Tune in, catch the replays, join live when you can and rewatch the tutorials because the tutorials are like, I think kind of the magic of what I do, the one-on-one, every one-on-one client should take a skin camp so that you see the tutorials, like how to actually wash your face and put your products on and all this.
Yeah,
behind
I think
the scenes
I did
stuff.
Your first summer skin camp. I think it was the first one that you did.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I learned so much. It was so good.
What'd you learn?
I learned so much about derma rolling because that was one thing where like there were so many things to it that I didn't understand. Like when you speak about like the ones that you can just like get off Amazon or something and how damaging they are for your skin. Also like how you should actually use it on your skin as well. Not just like the needle, like not just the needle quality, but also like doing it in the right direction, doing a crisscross, everything like that. And how it really helps your products as well, like go into your skin.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a method to the madness. And again, I don't do live dermal rolling demos for free publicly because there's some issues that can arise like if people take information and do the wrong things with it.
Yeah.
So those tutorials are only in skin camp. And then you get the more off the cuff version of me where I actually like say it how it is and not yes. afraid to offend anybody.
I think there was some like face yoga stuff on there. I really liked that. I still
facial
do it sometimes.
Facial gua sha.
Oh, was that what it was?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Face yoga, I do have an opinion on that. And I also have an opinion on things like PRP and in-clinic microneedling. So you're just going to have to take skin camp to hear
the
truth.
I think I'm literally hooked on hydrofacials since I've been working. Yeah.
Those are
I'm
awesome.
Like obsessed. They're the best.
Funny thing is, I haven't had to get a hydrofacial on myself in like a year and a half because my cleanser, scrub, my at-home peels, they do the job. I just haven't needed to. And I used to have to get them like once a month with acne, but biohacking really helped out my skin and all that stuff. Yeah. So I do want to quickly jump back to that. We did have a question come through here from Gulliver. I hope I said your name right. My apologies if I did not. What about saltwater swimming? I hear this is bad for hair. Will the hair oil help keep hair in good condition? When I do my cold plunge in the ocean, I actually top knot my hair so I don't get salt water in it. But Emily, I would love you to answer this question as well.
Yes. So will the oil help keep hair in good condition? Yes, it definitely will. Because what happens when you apply the oil, whenever I go for a surf or I'm going for a swim in the sea or whatever, I always literally saturate my hair in the oil. I cover it completely. And I do this because then there's no room for the salt water to go into your hair shafts. So what happens is it's already full up with oil that's offering your hair goodness, and also the like larger oils that can't quite penetrate, they sit on the hair shaft. So that way you're not getting any dehydration from the salt water. It doesn't get tangled up either. Like, I'm sure everyone knows what their hair feels like after they've been in the sea. It can be so knotty, and like, it can also look really nice and lovely waves and things like that, but really it's going to be a nightmare to brush. So if you apply hair oil before going in the sea, it just protects your hair completely. So yeah, I definitely recommend doing that. That's one of my top tips, actually. I forgot to mention that earlier. So great question.
Great tip. I actually use the Hallelujah hair oil as my detangler as well.
Yes. Yeah. Great. Really good. Yeah,
I don't sell a detangler because I don't have to. This
you don't need to. Yeah. Even if I haven't done a hair mask before I'm shampooing my hair, because I only probably do a hair mask once a week and I wash my hair twice a week. So I will literally just cover my hair in the oil quickly so I can easily brush it through. So then when I shampoo my hair, it doesn't get tangled up. It just all falls nicely and it feels soft. And yeah, the best way to do it before.
So it sounds like you're living the life of this Balinese goddess princess, with working on your business, doing some surfing, doing some swimming. You figured life out, Emily.
I've tried to. Yeah.
I love that about you. I really admire that. And it's so cool seeing other women just create the life of their dreams, right? It's no longer this 9-to-5, this grind, work like a guy. Like, forget it. You got to stay in your feminine. If we work like a guy, we're going to lose our hair. We're going to age really fast. We're probably going to get fat. So, I mean, not be healthy.
No, it's definitely nice. It's like, yeah, keeps your stress levels down. Yeah, you've got to have a good balance of everything, I think. I enjoy working too, though, and I love working on the brand and Forest and Shore. Like, it's my passion, so it doesn't feel like hard work, but it's also good to get out and not just be stuck in front of a computer screen. Like, you have to get out into nature and, yeah, ground yourself, so.
Yeah, I take breaks in my work day. I'll just, you know, go up the mountain for a hike, so I'm getting that posterior chain. I actually stand working all the time, so I'm not getting any gluteal atrophy from sitting on my behind all the day. I didn't even know that was a thing. Thank you, Martina, my good friend who is a kinesiologist. I love you. All right, so I would love to just jump back to how can we reduce hair loss and also the biohacking component of this. Because I think that this is worthwhile, and then we're going to end on this. But first, wanted to give a shout out to the sponsor of our show today is Organifi Superfood Juice Powders for drinking your antioxidant, nutrient, and adaptogen support over at Organifi.com/Varga. Their products are delicious and really help me. I mix the gold and the harmony with my morning coffee, and then now I'm sipping on the green juice that I'll enjoy either hot or cold. And then maybe for like a midday boost, I'll have some of their red juices or some of their other things. They have protein powders, comes in packets, comes in tubs, whatever's more convenient for you. But you'll save 20% with the promo code Varga over at Organifi.com/Varga. And you'll see all my favorite biohacks on my favorites page. So when it comes to our favorite biohacks for helping to reduce hair loss, I recommend starting with methods that are going to reduce your inflammation. And that's going to start with your food. So go ahead and get your biome test. And then I want you to focus on your air, water, lighting, electromagnetics, and detoxification. It might seem like a lot at first. So if you're looking for direction on this, I have a bunch of free guides. I'm giving away 5 free guides. You've downloaded my sophisticated skin cheat sheet and all that, Emily. But my latest two, I have a dermal rolling checklist now and also my slowing aging guide. And with that includes some biohacking tips. So you can get that at rachelvarga.ca/slow aging. You'll see this cute little pop-up on my main website and get the newsletter. Get on the newsletter. You'll get those 5 free downloads for free because it can seem overwhelming. And in fact, Emily, I would consider the red light to be one of the last things to do. I know it can ground us. It can be part of our nice routines, but it's a fluff. that I think, not a fluff, but something to add after clean food, air, water, lighting, electromagnetic.
Clean food, like, to me, that goes without saying, but I guess it's like an obvious one that actually doesn't. But yeah, there's different things for different people. And yeah, I think you just have to take and pick up the bits that make you feel good and you're drawn to, because it can be overwhelming. And some people like don't like the thought of an ice bath, but they'd love the thought of, yeah, sitting in front of a red light or something like that. So
fair enough, to each their own. If it gets you in that space, then that might be a bigger priority to include in your biohacking too. I mean, speaking from someone who has like 4 red lights, I have a lot of them. It's probably the first thing I did, because I'm like, hey, this red light looks super cool, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's an extra. And eating clean, take it a step further, eating clean for your DNA and your epigenetics. That's what Viome does. So
yeah,
get those test kits, the air purifier, all that stuff, detoxes, on my favorites page at Rachel Varga Dossier. So we have Renee here. These oils help so much with detangling. As someone with curly hair, it's been a godsend. So there we go. Another happy customer that's saying how much that they love the Forest and Shore hair oils. Well, I'd love to have you back on the show, because we definitely, I think, need more time to deep dive a little bit on beauty and biohacking. I would love to have you back to just nerd out on that stuff specifically at some point soon.
Yeah, I would love that too. I feel like there's so much that like I can't even touch on all of it, because there's so much to do with hair care and health and how they're so linked. So
and using clean products, right? We don't want to mess with our hormones.
No.
Just a quick thing, when people are looking for hair oils, what are some of the ingredients that they absolutely need to avoid?
I would say 100% you need to be skipping silicones. Anything with silicones in, just don't even bother. It's literally plastic. It builds up on your scalp, which then affects your oil glands on your scalp, like everything to do with scalp health. It just ruins it, and scalp health equals hair health. So anything with silicones, ditch it. And another thing that's often in hair products, I would say parabens, which in a lot of cosmetics anyway, and they are, they're just nasty ingredients you just want to like ditch. Basically, there's a lot. Just keep it as clean as you can. But that's why picking an oil over a serum is like a no-brainer, because you know that there's not synthetic things. Serums implies that there's other things in the product, whereas oils is just oil, so you know that it's natural.
Love that clarification. I'll take it just a quick step further to make sure you're avoiding parabens, phthalates, sulfates, artificial dyes, fragrances, and using products not tested on animals. And I'll do sessions for my clients that have been using this hair care product for a long time, and then lo and behold, it gets sold, it gets bought by like Big P, which is now Big, Big Beauty. And then the second ingredient after water, the first ingredient after water is sulfates, and it's marketed as a super clean line. That's what can make things like foam up
super
nice.
And also it super dries up everything, like it totally. Really it's so, but that's one of the things that I was like most allergic to when I was hairdressing. And it just dries out everything. It ruins your skin barrier, and like your scalp is an extension of your skin, like it's all the same thing. So if you're putting that on your hair, like it's not doing any good. It gives you the feeling. So that's what like a lot of people look for. They want that foaming like sensation because they're used to it, but it's actually not necessary. Like it's just a sensation thing that you've been marketed that it does wonders, but it doesn't. So
I will counter this slightly by like when I use a lot of hair oils, I have a lot of thick hair. I do like to get a good clean. So I do have a root cleansing shampoo that is just perfect at getting buildup off, because as blondes, we have to be super like particular about this. Otherwise our hair goes yellow. That's not a good look.
I think that also comes down to water quality in your house. Like
for sure.
Everything like that can really affect the color of your hair. If you do bleach it, or even if you use hair color, the water quality can like wash that hair color out super, super quickly. So
maybe one day I'll be washing my water with hydrogen water.
Yeah.
Washing my hair.
In Bali, we can't get away from bad water quality. Like it's not great there. It makes my hair feel so bad. So yeah, it's, you've got to do what you can do.
Yeah. Recently I was on this like really cool trek, and I was camping for like a week and washing my hair in rivers in the morning and evening. So I'm washing my face with like natural occurring structured water.
Wow.
But I didn't wash my hair, but next time I'll be washing
my hair. You
should
try it. I want you to bowl that up and try it when you next go.
I definitely will. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining Emily and I from Forest and Shore here on the Rachel Varga podcast. We love you so much. We're thrilled you're here. This is a really fun community. High vibe, like-minded, radiant, usually intuitive empath individuals that are super sensitive to skin toxins and inner environment. So we have to, in order to be our best versions and show up in our purest state, use clean products, but also that work and other things behind the scenes to slow aging. So after we record, Emily, I'm going to answer any skin questions you might have too with products, if I can give you any help with that. And it's been great having you here. Where can people learn more about you?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. People can follow us on Instagram, Forest and Shore LTD. And also they can visit our website. We have a blog that you can read more about hair care and just wellness in general. So that's probably the best place to find us.
Wonderful. I should perhaps send you a picture of me using your Forest and Shore
yes,
products,
because I would love that.
I use this every single morning and night, and I have consistently for a couple of years. So
that's amazing. And I love to hear how you use it, like, because your hair texture is like so different to mine. So I love learning how other people find that their way that's great for their hair.
Yeah, for sure. Awesome. Well, love you so much, everybody. Thanks for hanging out on the show. Subscribe, share, like, comment what you found interesting in this episode. If you have any questions, send me a direct email, info@rachelvarga.ca. That goes straight to me, not like some rando. It's to me. So I will get back to you. And use promo code Rachel and save on your order at forestandshore.co.uk, or you can order it directly from my website at rachelvarga.ca. Link is in the description to get my favorite hair oil. All right. I'll see you guys.
Thank you so much.
I'll see you guys soon.
Thank you.